It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
How can President Biden shut down the virus if he's, you know, not being briefed on these ideas? That's my question. So I'm wondering, who were the advisors and was President Biden briefed on this idea at the time?
Well, I think I just answered your question, which you may not have been listening. Maybe you were waiting to read your next question, which is fine. Oh. But I just answered your question. Let me finish, Stephen, I'm finishing.
Oh, this is going to be a delight today, watching her clean up after Biden. She's already snappy.
Yeah, she's been snappy ever since she got back from the vacation there for Christmas break. That was Stephen Portnoy, the CBS reporter, getting chastised by Jennifer Psaki.
How about that, though? CBS guy asking real questions. It's not just little Peter Doocy anymore.
It's pretty amazing. You know what? When you start to see the mainstream media turn, they've turned. A lot of them have turned. Yeah, they still ask some softball questions, but they're holding her feet to the fire. And she's in a miserable position. You're working for a guy who's basically not done anything.
No,
doesn't do anything right.
And I get that, but she's part of it.
Well, true. I mean, you accepted the job. You know what it entails. But
she has to, because what are they usually? It's a little bit different, because this isn't exactly a State of the Union address, but it is a press conference. It's his 1 year in office. It'll be, 4 o'clock today? But they usually have her come on from the press room after he talks as a follow-up. We're expecting nothing but a disaster for this thing from him.
It should be interesting, because you know what's going to happen. This is what I foresee at 4:30 or ish around when he gets up to speak. He's going to talk about how great his plans are.
Yep.
Whether it be Build Back Better or Broker, as Bill calls it, whether it be the new voting rights issue, whether it be how he's handling COVID, whatever the case may be, and he will blame somebody else for all of it.
Yep.
That this all should pass because I'm trying to make America great, but this person's in the way and this Senate doesn't understand and that Republican's in the way. It'll be he never takes blame for anything, and he always blames the Republicans for getting in the way.
A lot of blame, a lot of divide, more threats and mandates and all this other stuff. And I think they're starting to hint at what it's going to be too going forward, because nothing has worked. Nothing with the voting rights deal. Oh, and that's another thing. He'll come off the heels of a bad Senate session today, so it'll be especially grumpy. The infrastructure thing isn't what they wanted. So here comes the climate crisis. I think it's all starting.
Really?
Today. Yep. I think that's their last great hope.
Is he going to say that the winter storm we just had, it's because of global warming? Okay, so now we got to push everybody to get out of your gas-guzzling vehicle and go buy an electric car where the battery is made in China.
Right, exactly.
So.
And they're starting to leak this out now. I guess he's going to announce new climate initiatives on the oil and gas sector. So it'll be a full-scale attack on them. I bet you that'll be a big focus today.
All right, forget about that first year.
Yeah, they said they're calling it the reset speech. I'm like, well, I mean, as you said, you got a mulligan for the first year? That's crazy.
That didn't count.
Okay.
Because of COVID.
Yeah, whatever. Because you're not a very good leader, that's why. I really hope you're wrong, though, about that Ukraine-Russia situation.
It worries me. Why are they? Oh, boy. They got Tony Blinken over there. Last time he went overseas, didn't go so well.
Now, he's not good at negotiating.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
You know, he's not a peacekeeper. You know, how many troops are at the Russian-Ukraine border? I forget how many they said they were. And they showed a picture the other night. Yeah, of Russia. They showed a picture of all these Russian soldiers. It's like sub-zero weather. And they're all standing up totally erect in a line, and there were like thousands of them. Oh my God.
There's something we don't want to get involved with.
No. We don't want to take on Russia.
But what would that do? That would unite us, right? All of a sudden they'd say, okay, we all have to, you got to keep us in power because Russia's the new great threat again. Would you put it past this administration?
No, but you know, at that point, wouldn't more people be upset that he went to war?
Well, I mean, just war. We could never take on Russia in a war, but I mean, just, you know, calling them a threat.
It's, I can foresee it, but yeah, it's not going to exonerate him for all those other blunders. Not in my world.
Hope not.
I don't think the average American's that blinded. Yes, Diener.
Well, I have an answer to your question, Jen, at least according to Ukraine intelligence.
Oh, how many soldiers are there?
As reported by CNN, the Ukraine intelligence is saying at least or up to 127,000 Russian soldiers are poised and ready at the Ukraine border.
How frightening that is.
127,000.
Wow.
Ready to just come in.
And I did not see any women, so I don't know if there are women involved in the Russian army, and I apologize for that. However,
I don't think there are.
These.
You mean they don't do TikTok dancing video like our.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
They don't argue about nail polish and uniforms in the Russian army?
Yeah. These guys are standing in literally standing in sub-zero weather, lying perfectly straight, just at attention, just standing there. And I'm thinking, they got like frost on their eyelashes. I'm thinking, oh my God, what kind of life do you live?
Yeah. You're used to it.
Yeah, well, and unfortunately, this is what Ukraine's fighting. I don't know what the Ukrainian army
It won't be much of a fight if Russia goes in there.
No, not at all.
I mean, exactly. It's just, they're going to steamroll them. And that's where we get caught in the middle. And what about everybody else in that region? I mean, what happens with countries like Turkey?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there are
and their
other
power.
Yeah, there are other countries there that have a stake in this game too.
Bad things happen when the U.S. is weak, and we're very weak right now.
That's true.
Yeah, and Russia knows that.
Yeah.
All right. In better news,
yes,
I'm still not going to watch, but it's cool that they're back.
Cool.
The Jamaican bobsled team, they're back in the Olympics. They've been training. I guess they got a national sponsor. God knows who.
They got somebody.
They're back.
I don't know. Maybe the country actually backs them now because the Jamaican bobsled
team is back. And I'm hoping and praying that whatever sled paint scheme they have on there is a giant pot leaf on the front.
Yes, please.
And they win.
Or, you know what? Do a double whammy. Have one side of like a picture of Bob Marley. Smoking a joint.
Hey, you never know. Maybe the Marley Foundation was what sponsored them. You never know.
Maybe.
It's the first time in 24 years they got a four-man bobsled team, but now they have broken, they have made a first in Olympic history. They're sending a four-man, a two-man, and a one-woman monobob. First time ever.
Which, by the way, the monobob, isn't that basically just skeleton? Were you? I mean, I guess I'm 100% wrong about this, but I'm just imagining, you know, skeleton, you lay flat down on the sled and You're on your stomach.
Yeah, is
going down at incredible speed.
Well, I think skeleton is like luge, but face forward.
Right.
And luge is the little sled.
Feet forward on your back, right?
You know what's the weirdest? Is the two-man luge.
That is weird.
The guy lies on you.
How does that work?
I don't like it. Hey, I'm in the Olympic team. What do you do? Two-man luge. Oh. Top or bottom?
Who gets top or bottom? Right? How do you decide?
Are you the brake man or?
Oh, my gosh.
Interestingly enough, the monobob making its debut at the Olympics.
Okay, so that's why
it's like a regular sled.
It's a little pod.
And so it is. It's like a little pod sled.
Yeah. But sled. But enclosed, right?
Yeah. It's like, see, there it is.
So it's that's a pod sled instead like of a bobsled.
Okay, but have you seen the skeleton we were talking about, the two-man?
Oh, yeah. It's insane.
Oh, yeah. The skeleton? It's called the skeleton.
Oh, the two-man luge?
I mean, the two-man luge?
Is that the one they lay on top of each other like you were just trying to
say? What's going on?
Not a good thing.
No.
I don't know about that.
It's,
That's not neoprene.
Interesting training.
Interesting training already. I selected for that one.
Oh, my.
Okay. Oh, boy, that went sideways really quick.
So the two-man luge.
Yeah. I don't know what the bobsled people have to do. Is there actual steering? Yeah.
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 It's pretty cool, actually.
Okay. Okay. Yes. The steering, yes, I get it. The guy in the front. Guy in the back is the brake man. I know that from watching the last Winter Olympics.
What do the two in the middle do?
Weight. That's all they are.
They're weight.
Weight differential.
You know how you made the team? You're the perfect weight.
That's right.
Come on.
Man, you got to lean.
You're 160.
Remember when
you
used to go, lean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just...
That's right.
You're good at, you know, running and the pushing off.
Yeah.
And jump in. That's why they've had ex-football players on teams before and stuff.
Right.
But, all right.
Strong legs.
I don't know about this sport.
I like bobsled.
Oh, it's fun to watch.
It's fun to watch. The bobsled, I guess now the pod sled is what I'm going to call it. That mono bob.
The pod sled.
Yeah, it's a little pod. And I really...
It's like a little bobsled. It's cute.
I believe you. It's amazing. I came across one of the trials that was just randomly changing around the other night. And it was one of those trials that was going on in, like, you know, Germany or whatever it is.
On ESPN 19.
Exactly. Yeah. And they showed a Swedish female skeleton competitor.
Oh.
And she was trying to qualify. And this woman was flying.
They go, I think it's over 100, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. I'm watching this. My eyes are bugging out of my head. My heart is racing watching this.
Oh,
as she's
God.
Laying headfirst on her stomach, flying around these corners at incredible angles. At, like you said, about 90 miles per hour.
Jeez.
And they wear the aerodynamic alien-looking helmets?
Yes.
Yeah, they look weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like bicycle helmets.
Yeah.
What a feeling that must be. And how do you do that and not get scared? I mean, you have to fight the natural reaction of stopping. Because your natural reaction is to be like, oh my gosh, slow down, I'm going to die.
Is there a two-person Swedish luge team?
There might be.
Female?
Yeah. There might be. Get a little Swedish volleyball action.
They have a calendar?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Easy, you two.
Hey.
Easy.
I'm just trying to find a reason to watch this thing.
Beach volleyball is not making its appearance at the Winter Olympics, just so you know.
Well, maybe they should consider it.
Maybe they should. Hey, you want ratings or not?
Be indoor.
All right. Diener found the exact sound of Boris Johnson in the UK announcing no more mask mandates in the entire UK.
This is pretty wild.
United Kingdom has made a stand, and the sound is just great in his announcement. Sounded like a lot of applause in Parliament.
Plus, he's got a cool accent.
He does. So we got that for you coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here. News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. We appreciate you being here. We're going to have a lot of the We're calling it the Joe Biden Blunderfest tomorrow. We'll have for you. We're calling it now. We're expecting an angry Joe, a blundering Joe.
Yep.
Everybody else's fault, Joe. But anyway, that thing will happen live at, what are they saying, 4 today?
4:30. All right, most of the networks pick it up at 4. I don't know why. Maybe they're going to watch them walk from the White House to the fake White House across the street. I don't know.
Will it be from the fake White House? Yeah, I think it should. Well, shouldn't it?
Wow. You would think it was going to be in the press room, but the press room's kind of crappy. It really is. It's like a back room. It's not a very pretty room. So
that's where Jen Psaki at approximately 4:45 will have her greatest meltdown ever. I just don't think it's going to go well for them. What can they talk about?
No, it's going to be awful. It's going to be great for us. Oh, but awful for them.
We're gonna slice this all up for you tomorrow.
By the way,
unless he lies to the whole thing.
Well, there's that. We're going to have this on streaming. So
yes,
if you can't get in front of a TV or whatever it might be, you can stream it on the app or on 850WFTL.com or the 850 app. We'll have it up there today.
Also, cool. In the same place on the morning show blog, we've got a trifecta. Diener says, Jen, he finally found, 3 days of searching, finally found the monkeys playing the claw machine in Japan.
That's right.
It was at the Nagasaki Biopark. And if you missed the story yesterday, they put in one of those claw machines in the monkey cage. And inside the claw machine were treats for the monkeys. And one monkey goes up and you watch him and takes him a while, but he figures it out. He drops it. Then he goes back with the claw. He figures it out, teaches it to somebody else. They watch each other. They figure it out. It's scary.
I've tried that thing for years and I've never won.
It's so hard.
And the monkey did it.
And I made a solemn promise to you and to our audience that I was going to find this video.
You did.
And it was going to be up at some point this week. I'm not proud of how I found it, but I found it. And it is on the blog. You can see it for yourself. It's magnificent.
I think the Monkey Union was trying to scrub it from the internet.
They might have been, yeah.
But you beat them.
I did.
You beat the monkey.
Well, but is this the year of the monkey? Because remember, we had those other... Where were they? Was that in Japan, too? Where the monkeys are killing the dogs?
No, that's India.
India.
My God.
Oh, that was horrible. They said a pack of monkeys killed a pack of dogs killed a monkey, and then the monkeys got revenge that they were grabbing the dogs and climbing up to the top of buildings and throwing the dogs off.
It's chucking them off buildings.
That's horrible.
And it's you know what's scary? It's organized and it's a revenge killing.
Well, I got news for you. You watch this one about them getting the claw machine down, it'll frighten you. It really is scary how quickly they learn.
If the one that figured out the claw machine is named Caesar, I'm out.
Run.
And I can see me the rest of the year. Talk about a safe room.
Start prepping now.
Yeah. We've got the pot-smoking Senate candidate guy from Louisiana on there, too. He's interesting. He lights up a big joint right there in the video.
Yeah.
That's his campaign ad.
Pretty wild.
When you guys started talking about it, I thought it was just going to be a little doobie or something.
Oh, no.
You know, pass it around. Oh, this thing's the real deal.
It's like one of those big, long cigars. I don't know what size they call it.
It looks like a Cuban.
Yeah, it does look like a Cuban. And then
he's sitting in a field.
Yeah.
Just quiet.
Dang, maybe he's going to say he filmed it in Colorado, so yeah. He was safe. And then the 12-foot alligator that stopped traffic on Alligator Alley.
There.
Do you have a video or is just a picture of it?
It's a video explaining it, but they show the still photo because no one, amazingly, no one took a video. This day and age is a video of everything.
I know, it's a big traffic
jam. Okay, yeah. I'm stuck and I'm the first car and I'm watching an alligator cross the street. I'm getting out of my car, at least hanging out and taking a video of it or snapping a bunch of pictures.
And the picture actually came from Florida Highway Patrol.
Oh, jeez.
It was the patrolman who took the picture and it went on to the FHP Twitter.
So what's wrong with these people?
I don't know.
Don't they know it's for our blog?
Yeah, come on, people.
So thank you, FHP. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to have the first trifecta of 2022 on 850WFTL.com in the morning show blog.
It's a good one.
It is.
A great
good
one.
Stuff.
All right, we promised you this. This is actually big news. It's funny to listen to them because they're just so silly over there. But it's a big issue, and I think it's going to affect a lot of countries. The UK this morning, about an hour ago, Boris Johnson got before Parliament. He said, we're not going to have any more mask mandates anywhere, ever.
Done.
That's big.
That's huge.
And this is what it sounded like, Jen, when he made the announcement.
The government will no longer mandate the wearing of face masks anywhere. From tomorrow, we will no longer require face masks in classrooms. And the department...
They all got kids.
And there was much rejoicing.
That's fantastic.
Now listen to the crowd here.
In the country at large, we will continue to suggest the use of face coverings in enclosed or crowded spaces, but we will trust the judgment of the British people and no longer criminalize anyone who chooses not to wear one.
They lost a little steam at the end there. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. Wow.
But it's big.
That's a really
big
deal.
You know what? And if that's setting the mood for the rest of the world, it should be interesting to see who else follows. Because, I mean, Britain was one of the few. Remember, they locked everything down?
They sure did. Europe
was the worst.
And very much serious about the mask mandates, too.
Yeah, they were.
So this has gone from, this is a complete 180. I mean, this is all or nothing and now nothing.
Did not see that coming this morning.
No.
Not at all.
And you got to wonder, I mean, this is a day after our CDC. I mean, they must pay attention to the American CDC a little bit. Very quietly said, yeah, the masks, the cloth ones, they don't really work.
They don't work, yeah.
Nah. Better than nothing, but they don't really work.
So for all the time that you've been walking around with the cloth mask on thinking, hey, you know what, I'm protecting myself and others, you really haven't been doing much of anything. Why did it take them this long to tell us that? It's been 2 years.
The messaging has been awful.
2 years.
Just absolutely awful.
We've been saying it.
I mean, everything that the CDC has said, everything Fauci has said has been turned around.
Yeah.
Almost every single thing. It's scary. It's like, so this is what I'm, this is known. Who does he blame today for the COVID mess up at 4:30?
I don't know.
Fauci? He throwing the dictator under the bus?
If he says that phrase, the pandemic of the unvaccinated, one more time, because they still insist on that, and it's clearly not. You clearly have people triple vaxxed getting this variant.
Absolutely.
It's clear as day.
Right.
Yeah, how can you still say that phrase?
I don't know how they do it.
I don't get it.
It's a clear lie.
Hey, I found a lottery winner I like.
Baloney. Don't believe it.
No, it's true.
No way.
I'm telling you, it's true, and he won a lot of money.
Wait, is his last name Ross? Is he?
I know, yeah.
That's why you like him.
I'm trying to see how much he won. $2.5 million. Right. I like this guy.
It's got to be a charitable thing.
No. Actually, going to be kind of shocked.
Really?
Yeah. Let me tell you, you got to wait. I don't have time, right?
We'll wait. We got to space this out a little bit.
Okay.
Because we'll balance that out with the one you hate.
Oh, good.
Because we can't break with tradition.
Well, yeah, we got to make
but
you
this
angry
guy,
first.
Well, you'll understand why I like this guy when you hear the story.
Oh,
it's kind of
he robbed somebody.
No, it
was Brutus the Buckeye.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but he's not Sharon, so no, I wouldn't be excited about that one either. I'm just telling, it's what he did.
All right, we'll figure out who that is. Lottery winners and losers coming up next, and some more headlines too. It's all here, the South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here. The South Florida Morning Show, News Talk 850 WFTL. Thanks for hanging out. Hey, we had a launch last night, too. Did you stay up late and watch?
I did not see it. You know, 7 o'clock, just before 7, I was getting ready to go out, and they said, it's on hold. And I went, okay. And then an hour later, still on hold. I was like, okay, I'm done.
All kinds of people are posting on Instagram, on the gram this morning. All kinds of nice pictures of it, though.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I mean, it was it a full moon last night?
No, it was close. It was still big.
It was a beautiful night. There weren't any clouds. It was a perfect launch, and it was, although it was 2 hours late. So at 9 o'clock, even our boss, as a matter of fact, she had a gorgeous, her husband put up a beautiful picture from their backyard, and they're up in Jupiter. So it was cool.
I saw Elon Musk's picture. Now, was he in Florida, or did somebody send it to him? Huh?
I don't know.
I want to know, Elon.
Did he go to Five Guys? Then we know. Goes to Five Guys, we know he's here.
That's his spot.
It is. It's like, okay. Have a good time at Five Guys.
If you're wondering about this Joe Biden blunderfest that's coming at 4 p.m. today, 4 p.m.-ish, we're going to stream it on 850WFTL.com. That's a good way to handle it. We'll just stream it.
Yeah. Because, you know, while you're at work, put on your headphones and your boss will think you're working and you're listening to us.
Or wait for us tomorrow from 6 to 10 a.m. because we will have every single little cut of that thing because I'm expecting a disaster.
It's a Biden-palooza, as we are calling it, a Biden-looza.
Biden First of all,
sounds like a Biden loser, but it's not.
It's late in the afternoon. Have you noticed some of his worst ones happen late in the afternoon?
He's tired.
Who scheduled this thing?
I don't know why they did it at 4:30. That's maybe they're spending all day gearing him up for it. I don't know.
Go-go
you know?
Juice.
Let's give you go-go juice. And, you know, it's like when they get you ready for a trial, they just like, berate you with questions. Bah, 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 bah. No. You don't answer that way, you know. Don't do this. Don't do that. So maybe that's what they're doing. Still doesn't work because he forgets.
Yeah, it's not good.
I have a question for you guys.
Yes, Dean.
Oh, yes.
They're saying coverage starts at 4, which, and I believe they're scheduling the press conference for 4:30.
Right.
So, my question is, how far? Because he is going to be late. There's no doubt about
that.
Sure, presidents are always late, so that's not a knock on him, but he's always especially late.
Right.
So how late will he be? Are we going under or over 5 o'clock by the time he actually comes out?
I think it'd be under that.
Under? Yeah. Okay. I'm saying 4:40.
Yeah, probably somewhere in there, like 4:45.
Is it in that, like Jen said, before we wrapped up the last segment, though, before break, would they do it from the fake White House across the street?
That's a good question.
Why do they have that thing? Somebody needs to ask. Why isn't little Peter Ducey asking that question?
Well, maybe.
Why is there a fake set?
I don't know. They make it look like a fake press room. Maybe it's because the press room's, every picture I've ever seen in the press room, it's kind of junky looking. Well, maybe they're redoing it.
I want to know, too, how long has it been there? Why are they using it? I mean, is this the first time they're using it? Has it been used before in other presidencies?
First time I ever saw it was when he had the shot, remember?
Yeah.
And he sat down, rolled up his hairy arm, and they had the side view, some of the reporters, of, you know, the facade of the fake window.
It's a movie set.
Joe was there in a folding chair, and there was the doctor giving him the shot.
It's like, what's up with this?
Is he ever actually in the White House?
He probably doesn't know. Imagine.
Did they ever have any pictures of him at the desk? I've never seen one.
I have not seen Oval Office pictures of him, except, remember day one with a stack of leather binders of executive orders?
Oh, yeah, that's when he was changing the laws, yeah.
I get up in the morning and look at Joe and say, where the hell are we?
Oh, my God.
As far as I can remember, he hasn't made an Oval Office address, right? Am I wrong about that?
No, there's not like a televised one?
Right.
No. Nope.
Very odd.
Everything is odd about them.
Yeah.
So it should be interesting at 4:30-ish. We'll say 4:30-ish.
Irresponsible for the press, though. Any of them. Even the Fox News people who haven't asked about the fake set across the street. What is that thing?
Get somebody on the phone. Get Peter Ducey on the phone. Little Peter Ducey. We'll tell him to ask today.
Maybe they're in on it. Maybe they've been told, hey, there's a reason why this is like this. Just don't say anything. I don't know.
I would love to actually talk to Peter Ducey. Have you noticed how he's aged on that job?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks
10 years older.
He looks 25 now. He looked 12 before. You're right.
He looks like his dad now.
He does.
It's amazing.
It's like all the deuces.
They all look. How many are there? Are there more?
I don't know.
We should try to talk to people. You know, if you guys had a producer who did like a job of trying to book guests.
Yeah, that's what I say.
We could try to get him.
I think he'd be a great interview.
Why don't we get a producer that does that?
Fox News is mad at us still, I think, probably. We criticized them about the Arizona call at 1 o'clock in the afternoon last year.
Yeah.
Man, they got mad. They get over it.
I'll try. We'll see who we can reach out to.
Give it a shot.
Find my buddy, too, while you're at it, too. I miss him.
Gorka?
Yeah.
Oh, Gorka's gone like...
He's gone rogue. What is he drinking these days?
Boy.
I don't know. Too much Russian vodka. Who the hell knows? He's gone off the deep end.
He does his underground radio show, and that's about it.
Yeah.
We're going to try to get Peter Ducey from Fox News. Diener says, I didn't get him, but I got Dr. Sapphire.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know.
The medical contributor he loves.
Loves, yeah.
That's who is available.
The show when she shows up on Fox, the show stops because Diener just goes, duh.
Yeah, he's like, shh, shh, shh. She's on. She's on.
Shush, shush. Got to watch.
If you ever hear dead air, that's why.
It's Diener drooling.
Whoops.
Jeez.
All right, let's start with the lottery winner you hate first to not break with tradition.
This guy in Pennsylvania, he just grates my last nerve. You know, with every lottery winner, there is a story. In his case, there is a story. He just hit the lottery for $1 million. Are these scratch-off tickets?
I think most of them are, yes.
Okay. It's the fourth time he's won big. So $1 million, you think, okay, you trade it in. What do you get? $700,000. All right, that's a nice little prize. He won $100,000 in 1999. In 2016, he won $3 million. Is this guy broke? Is that why he keeps playing?
Finish up, and I got something to add that might make you feel better.
And then he won another $500,000 last year. Oh, my God. So, three, four, five. He's up to like almost $4 or $5 million.
He may not have a lot of money. This will make you feel better about him.
Why?
Because he told the local news outlets there,
mm-hmm.
I won't tell you how much I play, but I recommend people don't do what I do. I think he's one of those guys that actually is like breaking even with all these wins. That's how much money he spends.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you think he spent, you think he
Well, he's probably over now, but.
Wow.
Yeah. He says, don't do what I do.
Wow.
Just because he wants to win. I don't know.
But this is my favorite lottery winner. His name is, he's a former landscape artist, a former one because he just won a big lottery. His name is Clyde Treadwell. He was watching
the
news.
That's a great name. It sounds like a linebacker.
He doesn't look like a linebacker.
From Clemson, Clyde Treadwell.
What are Clyde Treadwell's measurables?
He's from Clarendon Hills, Illinois, wherever that may be. So he's watching them draw the lottery numbers, and he realizes that his numbers, he's thinking, you know what? It would be the perfect way to end my week. His divorce was finalized the day before.
Oh,
so
man.
He was in a foul mood, according to himself.
So they already had the agreements done.
It's all signed.
Everything.
Oh, boy. All signed. So he goes to get his what's a steel reserve? Is that a beer?
Steel reserve. Know. Sounds like it would be.
Anyway,
where's he from? Illinois.
He's from Illinois. Yeah. Goes to he goes. I went and grabbed a steel reserve, and I thought, you know what? I'm just gonna wait, and I'm gonna watch them pull the numbers. They pull the numbers. He wins.
Oh, so he watched it live.
$2.5 million.
Wow.
So how does he spend his $2.5 million? He was arrested the next day.
Oh, what?
After neighbors complained of throngs of women coming in and out of his house.
Wow.
Wow, he was feeling his oats after the divorce was finalized.
Oh, you're not kidding. And he was like, you know, apparently he called up the ex-wife and he says, you take that. And I'm getting a cent. Her comment was that SOB... He had to go ahead and win the day after we were officially divorced. He was never worth anything but a headache.
Oh, my gosh.
This guy's a legend. No wonder why you love him.
See, I love him, but apparently he had a couple of dozen strippers brought in for his entertainment.
And they were probably scheduled already, even before he won the money.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Just to get over the divorce.
Right.
So
why was he arrested, though, just for disturbing the peace?
I would assume it had something to do with prostitution.
Oh, well,
I don't know.
Hookers. Yeah, there's that.
I don't think they were just strippers.
These weren't just dancing gals.
Yes. No.
Yeah. Oh, and there was also tons of blow found,
so
would probably have a lot to do
with
it.
Oh, so this guy's in trouble.
Oh, yeah, he got arrested. They took him away.
What a roller coaster.
With his $2.5 million.
Oh, my gosh.
But I want to show you. I got to show. Too bad we already have three up on our blog, but there's his photo.
Oh, his mugshot.
His mugshot. He's hysterically
laughing. His you know what off.
Wow.
Laughing hysterically. He's a happy camper.
Well, he can also afford more steel reserve because you asked Jen and I deliver. What is steel reserve?
What is it?
Steel Reserve is a smooth malt liqueur brewed with extra malted barley and selected hops for high gravity.
He's a malt liquor guy.
He's a malt liquor guy. How do you like that?
Steel Reserve.
That's what it's called.
Probably drinks it out of a paper bag, too.
I have no idea.
A paper bag guy.
Oh, yeah.
But it was pretty funny. And his wife is not happy that he blew through a lot of the money on the blow and the hookers.
I want to hear her story. I want to hear the backstory.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
She said it was usually
the only thing he was good for was a headache. So
that's hilarious.
This should be like a Lifetime movie. They should call it Steel Reserve.
Steel Reserve. 8% alcohol, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah. I've never heard of it before.
Must be an Illinois local.
Yeah, man.
I would think you'd find something like that in Pittsburgh.
Right. It sounds like it.
It's more of a Pittsburgh name. So
yeah, maybe it originated there.
Could very well be.
On the break, I will write a book report about Steel Reserve.
Fantastic.
Go dig up. Go dig. Since you don't call for guests, dig.
We learned a lot in that one little story.
I told you you'd like him.
That was good.
Man. My favorite lottery winner of all time.
All right, we'll find some other stuff for you. We got a couple of NFL players arrested in Florida yesterday. How many days after the season ended?
Yeah. God, that didn't take long, huh?
Nah. And there'll be more.
Wow. Do any of them live here, or are they just here visiting?
I think that one guy from was arrested in Broward. I think he lives here.
Okay. Not a good thing.
We got that and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here. The South Florida Morning Show News Talk, 850 WFTL. Just a little programming note. On the website, we'll be streaming the Joe Biden speech whenever that gets going. I don't know. We pick it up at 4, but he's going to be around, what are we thinking, 4:30?
Yeah, well, officially it was at 4:30, but he's going to be late for that. So we figure between 4:30 and 4:45 he'll show up.
Yeah, around there.
Yeah. He's got too many people waiting for him this time around, like the Americans, like the world.
So are we going to see more prearranged questions? He's going to look down the list. It's going to have the faces of the reporters.
Oh, yeah.
Knows who it is.
The lineup card.
Remember that?
Without a doubt, he's going to go Beverly Covington from, I am supposed to call,
that's
from
right.
The AP.
Who am I supposed to call first? Beverly from the AP. You're first.
And does he say I'm going to get in trouble at all?
I'm going to get in trouble if I get any more questions.
I think he will.
That's like his go-to line.
Yeah.
Yeah, that. And does he put Peter Ducey last, or because of the confrontation with Saki, does he put little Stephen Portnoy last?
Which one's going to be punished?
Punished the most. Yeah. Peter Ducey's constantly a pain, so.
There might be some tough questions this time around. I don't know. It might be different. I don't know.
That is true, because his first one in March, yeah. It was kind of, I mean, it wasn't softball all the way, but it was softball-ish from most of the networks and, you know, the big publications.
Right.
Now, I think a lot of these publications and networks are fed up because they haven't been able to ask him questions and get responses since that last one in March 10 months ago.
Well, what did they just – who was it the other day that was yelling at Saki? Well, if he answered questions, we wouldn't be asking you.
That's right.
He never has a press conference. Maybe that's what prompted it.
That could be.
Yeah.
That could be.
Well, also, to remember, they're framing this as the reset.
Oh, my God. Please help us all.
Just forget about that past year.
We're not joking around. That's literally what they're doing. This is the reset.
I give up.
That's how badly they've been.
Okay, think of one thing he's done in the past year that's been successful.
Nothing.
That he's pushed for.
Even something they can say that they, you know, is obviously bad for the country, but they won on. Not even infrastructure. Mm. They only got half of it.
Yeah, that's true.
As expensive as that was.
They did want open borders. They got that done right away.
Well, that's, yeah. Exactly.
That's true.
So there's that.
Exactly. Hmm. I don't know what it is.
His first year.
Look at it this way. We're a quarter of the way done.
That was the longest year of our lives, I think.
We're losing 27-0, but the first quarter's over.
That's it. Okay, so we made it through the first quarter.
This is, I just saw an excerpt of what they're going to talk about, at least according to what the White House administration is saying. The communications director, this Kate Bedingfield, says the economy has seen great growth.
What?
Over the past year.
This economy?
Okay, yeah.
America?
This is what they're saying. And then there we've created now. This is how they're going to
create a job.
Okay, this is how they're going to word it, because they're going to say we've created 6 million jobs because they all went away because of COVID. Had nothing to do with you.
They didn't create anything. They just came back to the jobs that were vacated.
It's the most of any first-year president. That's what they're going on.
Gosh.
They're going to use all the statistics from COVID, how it shut everything down, and then how it came back when COVID, you know, when they started, you know, getting rid of all the mandates and the closings. He's going to take credit for all of
this.
This
is going to be a victory lap?
That's what they're saying.
All right. Okay. We'll see if the press actually does their job and points to numbers where that's not true. But all these recent job reports.
Right.
They're terrible.
They're horrible. According to Bedingfield, Biden feels good about the foundation he has laid during his first year in office, but he still needs to build
a foundation made of Adobe.
Yeah.
That's what he's laid.
I don't know what it's on. It's crazy. Okay, tell me about these football players that got in trouble. And, of course, it all happens in Florida.
Yeah, there's some bad, bad things happening here. First of all, a Cleveland Browns player has been arrested in South Florida. He's a defensive tackle, Malik McDowell. He's a large fella in Deerfield. This happened Monday, actually. Aggravated battery of a law enforcement officer resisting arrest and exposing himself.
Why?
Let's put it that way.
Why do they do this?
Nobody knows why.
Okay.
To make it worse, he was walking around near a kids' learning center. Not good. And by the way, we're just learning now, he was already on probation for DUI.
How big is this guy? You said he's a big guy. Do you know how big
large,
he is?
Large. Like a 300-pounder.
Oh, jeez. And he lunged at a cop?
Yes.
Can you imagine being the cop?
Yelled.
Oh, dear.
Yelled at him, charged at the deputy, and punched him or her several times.
Oh, not good.
Deputy's identity has not been revealed.
You know what? I could probably understand the deputy's. Did the deputy get hurt?
I don't know. They used the taser on him, though.
Well, at least that stopped him.
He's 25. Let's see. He missed his entire rookie season after his ATV crash. He was originally drafted by Seattle, but then the Browns picked him up. Is he done? Possibly.
Yeah, I would think after that.
6'6", 295.
Jeez.
Big guy. Well, I'll tell you.
Big guy. He's at the Broward County Jail now, if you want to say hi.
Well, he's lucky that that did not end very, very badly.
I know.
Well, yeah,
seriously.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How he was out of it,
how big was his deputy that he lunged at, and did he tackle the guy or the girl? Or I mean, that's horrible. They could be in bad shape.
Yeah, glad he's in jail. Let me just put it that way.
Wow.
Could have been a lot worse.
You're the other guy was near Fruitland Park, which is like south of the villages.
Right.
It's in the middle of the state.
This is Jaguars player Laurenti McCray, former Florida Gator, too.
Oh.
This happened over the weekend. We're getting the details now. Police chase started in Fruitland Park. He was going 88 in a 50, but when the chase started, he was over 100.
Oh, jeez.
Before he stopped.
Wow.
I guess they didn't stop him. He stopped.
Well, that's at least he stopped.
Behaving erratically. Gun and pot found in the truck.
Oh, gosh.
It's the off season. I don't know what it is about professional athletes. I don't know what it is.
They get bored, start doing stupid things.
They're out of the program. I don't know. No structure.
Wow. Yeah, maybe. I'll never understand as long as I live two things about football. Number one, how do you jump off sides? Just watch the ball. and then number two, why do these guys do this to themselves? They have their whole lives ahead of them to make millions of dollars, and they act like knuckleheads.
They are millionaires.
I'll never understand. Right.
Right.
That's what happens when, and you know what? You see, it's funny because I've told you this story before, but one of my former radio partners one day said, he goes, you don't know all these guys at Ohio State that went on. I'm like 10 of the guys I hung out with all made pros. We were in a bar one night and he goes, where are they now? And I said, great question. 8 of them were in prison.
Oh, wow.
8.
It's so common. It's incredible.
Check of bright and bad checks, fraud, all kinds of stuff. Because they had all this money and then they get out of playing football and they lose it all because of bad investments. They don't know how to deal with it.
Nobody ever taught them.
No.
Right? They were just used for the football skills.
That's right.
Passed along and, you know.
Gosh. Well, we got to go, but make sure you check out our stream this afternoon around 4 o'clock when we pick up the Biden Palooza, which is starting at 4:30 officially.
850WFTL.com. It's all there.
Thank you so very much, Diener. We'll see everybody tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.